KE Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama delivers a rare Oval Office address tonight. The subject is terrorism. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Following the deadly shootings in San Bernardino, California, the president will talk about ways the government is trying to keep Americans safe.
This horrific attack has people on edge and frightened. We lost so many victims and people were wounded. People are concerned and we understand that.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the president may talk about the need for stricter gun laws and reassure the public the threat is being taken seriously.
It's a call on the American people to pull out the best in themselves and not give in to fear at this time.
The last time the president spoke from the Oval Office was in 2010. Ed Donahue, Washington.
About 200 protesters demonstrated in downtown Chicago following the release of documents showing that police officers' accounts of the 2014 killing of a black teenager differed greatly from what was caught on dash cam video. The Reverend Jesse Jackson said there is terrorism going on in America's black communities.
32 killed in Beirut. 130 killed in France, 460 in Chicago this year already. We want more futures and less funerals. More futures.
Less funerals. He says he hopes the sight of the protesters holding a disciplined and nonviolent march will prompt the city to dispense justice and fairness across the city.
Liftoff.
After a countdown, a rocket carrying cargo to the International Space Station took off from Florida. After three straight days of weather delays, the unmanned Atlas V rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral carrying groceries, Christmas gifts, and other supplies. It's scheduled to deliver the cargo to the space station Wednesday, the first U.S. delivery there in nearly 8 months. This is AP Radio News. The final regular season Associated Press football poll shows Clemson on top. AP correspondent Jack Briggs has more.
The Clemson Tigers, fresh off winning the ACC championship, are number one in the final regular season Associated Press top 25 poll. The Tigers received 59 first-place votes, while second-ranked Alabama got 9 and third-ranked Michigan State 1. Completing the top five are Oklahoma and Stanford. The second five consists of Iowa, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Florida State, and North Carolina. The AP poll was released before the college football playoff field was announced. This is Jack Briggs.
Santa and his helpers have hit the slopes for charity. A group of 150 St. Nick lookalikes hopped on skis and snowboards at Maine's Sunday River today for the resort's 16th annual Santa Sunday that raises money for the Sunday River Community Fund, a local charity. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.